At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A happy Tuesday, happy October. Playoff baseball is among us. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. A lot of baseball talk to get to today. We're going to go through all four of the wild card matchups today, give out some best bets here in a moment. We'll also preview week 5 in the NFL. We'll look at half of the slate on today's show. I love a lot of bets in week 5 in the NFL. We'll go through that. Lucy Burge is going to join us middle of the show, talk plenty of baseball with Lucy. Then also we'll dive in to some college football as well. Not really too many like high profile matchups, but some very solid games, some very big favorites this week. Feels like somebody's going down this week in college football. We'll get to some of those games as well, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything that you guys have for us, it can be playoff baseball, futures, games, series that you like today, college football, NFL, whatever on your mind, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass is in session. It is October. A lot of people feel like this is the best month on the sports calendar. A big reason for that is because of how good playoff baseball is. We get 4 games today in the wild card series. Look, it was a big debate when the MLB went to this format of whether or not kind of expanding the postseason would be good. I mean, if you're a sports fan, if you're a baseball fan, like, how do you not love days like this? You get wall-to-wall baseball playoffs all day long, and it starts out with an absolute banger. 2 of the best pitchers in the sport, Tarik Skubal, the best one, going to win the Triple Crown in the American League for the Tigers, and then Framber Valdez going for the Astros. The total in this game is 6.5. Houston's -155 on the money line, and the Tigers are +130. Detroit's got that Team of Destiny feel to them, right? I mean, they had no shot, it looked like, to make the postseason at all, and then out of nowhere, August, September, they have been absolutely on fire. So you got the hottest team in the sport against kind of the team of the decade, right? I mean, the Astros have been the 7 straight ALCSs. When we get to the October, there's no better bet in the sport than the Astros. They know what it takes to win this time of the year. But Tarik Skubal's on the mound for Detroit, and they obviously are playing as well as anybody right now. I think the angle in this game is to look at the Tigers' first 5 money line at +110. I'm a little worried because of the inexperience for Detroit and obviously all the playoff experience for the Astros. I don't want to touch this game for the full 9 innings, but because Skubal's starting and he's probably going to shut down the Astros, I expect Valdez to pitch well also. But I think just betting on Skubal in the first 5 and getting it at plus money, I think it's the better bet, trying to trust that Tigers bullpen. And it's just going to be agony and stress down the stretch of that game when if the Tigers are winning in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, trying to steal one against the Astros. So in this short span that we've had of these wild card series, winning game one is imperative. And a team like Houston, obviously with all their experience, knows that if they can win game one and on top of that beat Skubal, I mean, they're in the driver's seat. So Detroit knows they have to win this game too. They got the best pitcher in baseball on the mound. I'll take Detroit first five at plus 110. Royals and Orioles in Baltimore today, 4:08 Eastern time first pitch. We got a total of seven. Another great pitching matchup. It's the playoffs. You're going to get plenty of good pitching matchups. Cole Reagan's going for Kansas City. Corbin Burns going for the Orioles. This is why Corbin Burns was brought to Baltimore. This is why they traded for him, was for moments like this so that he could be their game one starter. After being horrible in August, Corbin Burns has started to look like Corbin Burns again in September. He's pitching really, really well. Kansas City, obviously, was one of the worst teams in baseball last year, but all this young talent with Reagans, Bobby Witt, obviously, they've had an incredible year. Kansas City stumbled down the stretch a little bit. They've kind of backed in to the postseason, but they've made it. And you always worry about teams like this because they might just be like too young, too dumb to know any better. Then you just go out there and just play baseball. They have great speed. They make contact. They got veteran presence in that locker room with Salvador Perez leading the way. So I think it's going to be a really good series. I think it's going to be a really good game today as well. I would look at a Yerfi in this matchup. I could see both teams or just one scoring in the first inning, getting that at plus money, I think could be a good bet. I'd also look at Cedric Mullins of the Orioles today to get a base hit. You guys want a narrative play. It's Mullins' birthday, and you're getting a good price for him just to record one hit today is minus 105 because he's a left-handed hitter going up against Cole Reagans, who's a left-handed starter for the Royals. So I think Mullins to get a hit, minus 105 is a good look. Even though I do like a Yerfi in the first inning, I think a first five under 3.5 could be a good look as well. A lot of nerves, a lot of anxiousness in that first inning, but I think both pitchers settle down in the first five and go under that, so I'll take the first five under 3.5 as well. Looking at the National League games, we got the Mets and the Brewers. Mets and Braves yesterday with the game of the year, one of the great games we've seen in the last couple years. Yesterday, New York's plus 120, Luis Severino on the mound going up against the Brewers and Freddie Peralta, who are minus 145. Obviously, the Brewers have the rest advantage in this game. They have the advantage with the bullpen because the Mets had to throw all their good arms in game one. Diaz threw nearly 40 pitches for the Mets, so I would assume he's available today because this is a best of three and you got to throw him, but certainly going to be cautious with him. The Mets just got a feel to them right now, guys, right? I mean, when they gave up that lead in the eighth inning yesterday, I think we were all saying to ourselves, it's the Mets. It's the same old Mets. Here we go. They're up 6-3. Now they're down 7-6. They're going to break the hearts of their fans in typical Met fashion. Just feels different, though, this year, and it really has for the last couple months. Francisco Lindor is one of the hottest players on the planet. I would keep riding the Mets wave. I'll take them today, plus 120, to win game one against the Brewers. Then we got the Braves and the Padres today out in San Diego. I love the Padres tonight in this spot. I would look at some run line, -1.5 at plus 125. You got a Braves team that had to use a lot of their good pitchers in both games yesterday. Chris Sale's not starting today, and they don't even know who's starting game one for them. They have to fly from Atlanta to San Diego with no day's rest, and meanwhile, the Padres have just been hanging out, waiting for them. All their bullpen arms are fresh. Michael King, who's on the mound for them, has been excellent the last month or so, and their lineup is ready to roll. We talked about the Padres on this show as a long shot futures bet in the middle of the season when they were 40-1 to win the World Series, and now they're amongst the betting favorites, and there's good reason because they are good enough to win the whole thing. I like them to dominate Atlanta tonight, so I'd look at the Padres on the run line at plus 125. All right, a word from our friends here at BetMGM. BetMGM Sportsbook is offering a shot at a $50,000 jackpot. Just opt in, place a $10 straight bet on any MLB player to hit a home run. If your player's home run lands in a team's bullpen, you win a share of the prize. Bonus bets expire in 7 days, and the offer runs every day, Monday through Sunday. Head to BetMGM Sportsbook now to opt in and get your chance at a $50,000 win. It's October, and our friends at BetMGM are hooking you up, so make sure you take advantage of that deal. All right, let's talk some NFL here on Send It In. Week five, and some weeks, guys, you just look at the board, and there are just a lot of good matchups, a lot of good spots that just jump out at you. I really like week five in the NFL. One of the games I really don't have too much of an opinion on is the Thursday night game between the Bucs and the Falcons. Atlanta favored by 1.5. The total is 43.5. every Atlanta game, especially the last three, I mean, it has come right down to the wire with the spread, with the money line, all of it. And they're favored by 1.5 here against Tampa, who's coming off a really nice win against Philadelphia. Vita Vea is not talked about enough and how important he is to not only Tampa's defense, but just their team in general. Played on Sunday against the Eagles, and one of the most lopsided results of the weekend was that Bucks win against Philadelphia, really dominated them. Atlanta, small favorite. I would probably lean actually towards the under in this game. Already have seen it through the first couple weeks on Thursday Night Football. All these divisional matchups, all of them keep going under the total. Really sloppy football. You think about Giants and Cowboys and Bills and Dolphins. None of these games are clean. None of them are well played. It's all just ugly football. So I'd probably look at an under if I had to take anything at 43.5. Jets and Vikings, one of my favorite games of the week. Vikings favored by 2.5. The total is 40.5. Love the Jets. Haven't bet them yet, because I'm wondering if we get a 3 with New York, and then I'm really, really going to like it. It's just a great game in terms of buy low and sell high, right? You got a Minnesota team that's undefeated right now. They're 4-0. Sam Darnold's playing out of his mind. They got so much confidence right now. And you got a Jets team that you really can buy low on because they're coming off of an awful performance against the Denver Broncos, where they lose outright as an 8-point favorite. I think the Jets, coming off of a bad loss like that, heading to London, wanting to correct things, wanting to get that bad taste out of their mouth from that loss, and Minnesota team heading to London, feeling great about things. They're undefeated. They're top of the NFC. Great spot here for the Jets. Definitely would bet it at 2.5, but waiting to see if we can get a 3 out of New York as well. Panthers and Bears in Chicago this weekend, a total of 42.5. The Bears are favored by 4 over Carolina. We took the Ravens against the Cowboys in week 3, and then in week 4 on Sunday night, we took the Ravens in the first half against the Bills. Easy winner. Now, Baltimore looks great right now, right? The last 2 weeks for them against Dallas and against Buffalo were must-win for the Ravens. I love Cincinnati in this game, because here's what's going to happen. When the Ravens have must-win games, they run the football. When the Ravens commit to the run and they run Derrick Henry 20 to 25 times and Lamar's running the ball and they're really not throwing it around all that much, that's when the Ravens are unstoppable and they're the best team in football. These kind of games, though, when they go up against teams like Cincinnati that don't have a good secondary, where the totals are high, the Ravens use these games to not really run the ball as much as they have in other games, right? You can't run Derrick Henry and Lamar as much as the Ravens have the last 2 weeks, so you have to pick and choose your spots. And I think the Ravens look at this game against the Bengals, they look at how bad their defense has been this season, and this is a game where they're going to throw the ball more than they probably should. And in any game where the Ravens are going to be pass happy, I'm always going to bet the other side. They did that against the Raiders, and that's why Lamar always struggles as a big home favorite, because in those games, the Ravens don't commit to the run as much, and they don't cover big spreads. Cincinnati, too. Everybody left them for dead when they were 0-3. Well, they got a win last week, and now if they win against Baltimore, both of those teams have the same record. Cincinnati's 1-0 in the division, and all of a sudden, they got a chance to win the AFC North and get right back in the playoff picture. Love the Bengals on Sunday against the Ravens. Dolphins and Patriots is going to be beyond gross on Sunday. If you watch that game, good for you. Patriots favored by 1 against Miami. The total is 35.5. I actually would probably take the Dolphins if I absolutely had to pick the game. It feels like a good buy low spot on Miami, kind of what we had with Jacksonville this past weekend, right? Everybody watched the Jags against the Bills on Monday Night Football. They looked horrendous. Then they turned around. They were as high as +7 against Houston before closing as 5.5-point favorites, end up covering that spread. Miami can do nothing right on offense right now. They look like a complete and total mess. So it feels like a good buy low spot. I'm not betting the game. If I had to do it, I would take the Dolphins. Browns +3.5 against the Commanders, much like Jets and Vikings. This is the ultimate buy low, sell high, right? You got Washington, who's punted one time in their last three games. Jaden Daniels is completing 82% of his passes. The last 2 weeks, though, Washington's been on the road, and they've been underdogs. Now they come home, Everybody's going to be praising them. That crowd is going to be unlike anything we've seen in years. Normally, any Commanders home game is going to be dominated by the road fans. Won't be the case on Sunday. And you get the Browns as an underdog. And Deshaun Watson looked good last week against the Raiders. He's going up against a terrible defense on Sunday in Washington. Great value here on the Browns. I'll take them, plus the points. Jacksonville hosts Indy on Sunday. The Jags have won 9 straight home games against the Colts. Joe Flacco looking like he is going to start for Indianapolis. And honestly, Flacco with the Colts, I kind of like it. Maybe even more than Richardson in this point of time. We saw what Gardner Minshew was able to do with Shane Steichen in the Colts last year. He can excel with pocket passers and put up some points and win games. Flacco obviously did enough to give the Colts the win against the Steelers. So hoping we get back up to 3. I like the Colts in that game against the Jags. And then Bills and Texans, would probably lean towards Buffalo here as a small underdog. We all thought they were the best team in the NFL after 3 weeks. They go into Baltimore. They get demolished. I like taking teams off of embarrassing performances. Houston hasn't looked great. Even though they're 3-1, have not looked impressive in their last 3 weeks. I'd look at Buffalo to win that game at -105. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with our friend Lucy Birch. Who else would we have on the show today? It's October. We got playoff baseball here. I know Lucy's fired up to talk about it. Lucy, before we get some of your bets for today and we talk about some of these series, what does the BetQL model have as their 5-star plays today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Fired up. Side note, I would also take the Dolphins as well because Patriots are garbage. Patriots against anybody. It would take anybody. Royals, Orioles over 7 today. The BetQL model has as a 4-star play. The Orioles have gone over this in their last 6 games. The Royals scored 4 runs against the Braves in the final game of the regular season, so they can contribute to the over 7 runs here. So with the hot bats on both sides, the BetQL model loves the over 7 runs as a 4-star play today.
Absolutely love it. All right, Lucy, let's talk about some of these series that we got going on today. What's your favorite bet, Lucy, on the board? It can be a side, it can be a total, it can be a Lucy long ball. What are some of your favorite bets?
Yes, well, I'll go first off, my Lucy long ball, Anthony Santander, to hit a home run. He has 3 home runs in his last 9 games. He finished the season with 44. And against Cole Reagans, he does have a hit. So I think he has a good chance to start the playoffs off hot and hit a home run. And then Francisco Lindor, I have him over 1.5 total bases. He has gone over this in his last 2 games with a home run in each of those. He's pretty hot right now. MVP caliber, some might say. And he's hit this in 3 of his last 4 games as well, and he has 3 home runs in his last 7 games, and he has hit a home run off of Peralta again, and Peralta has allowed 4 home runs over his last 5 outings. So over 1.5 total bases, I think, is great for Francisco Lindor today. And then Manny Machado, same thing, over 1.5 total bases. He has 4 hits in his last 3 games. He finished the regular season with 29 home runs, and he has 10 postseason home runs, something to consider. And the Braves have don't have a starter named officially, so it's kind of an iffy spot, but against anybody, I feel like Manny Machado over 1.5 total bases, even if it's Ian Anderson or whomever it is, I like Manny Machado to go over 1.5 total bases today as well.
I like all of those. Lucy, who would you be most confident in today to get a win? If you had to pick anybody on the board to get a win, who would be your best bet?
Yes, well, speaking of Manny Machado, I would take the Padres today because this is a tough spot schedule-wise for the Braves after they played 2 games yesterday in a span of just a few hours. The games a time apart were just a few minutes, so I would definitely take the Padres today. Also, again, they don't know who's pitching yet, so I think the Padres have a really good shot today, -175 on the money line they were at BetMGM, saw that, so I would take the Padres today.
Love it. What about a total? Obviously, now we reach playoff baseball, we're going to see a lot of 6.5s. We're going to see a lot of 7s. We heard the model likes the over in Royals and Orioles. Is there a total on the board that you like?
Yeah, so I'm actually in alignment with the BetQL model per usual. I just happen to really like the total of this game. I saw it at 6.5 at BetMGM as well, so you can get that -105. That one is especially if Santander hits a home run, there's the over. You know, they could really, really help out in hitting the over. So I like the over in that one.
Very good. Lucy, so you like the Padres today to win game 1. Which team would you feel most confident about winning their wild card series? Is it the Padres? Do you feel the best about them beating the Braves?
Well, yes, I think the Padres will beat the Braves, but I have a lot of confidence in the New York Mets. They are my team to win the World Series, so wow. I think they can win their wild card series because it's a kind of important step in terms of the road to the World Series, so I think that they will win their wild card series.
I love it. What about in the American League side? If you had to pick one of these four teams playing in the wild card round to make a deep one, make a deep run, Orioles, Royals, Tigers, Astros, who would you take?
I'm going with the Astros, PJ. My World Series matchup is Mets-Astros. The Tigers had a great run, and good for them, and good for the city of Detroit. Good for the Tigers for making the playoffs, but I think this is as far as they go. I think the Astros will take them down, and it'll be a great story as the Tigers made the playoffs. But the Astros, I think, will eventually move on to the World Series and win their wild card round, of course, on the way.
All right, very good. Lucy, it's October. I can't believe it's here. Playoff baseball. We wait all year for this. It's going to be awesome. How fired up are you for your show today with you and Jake?
I am so fired up. As the best World Series or postseason tagline was, I think, early 2000s. I live for this. That's how I feel about this. I am so fired up, PJ. I would be watching. I would be watching at 2 p.m. because we're both going to be fired up.
100%. I will be tuned in. Everybody should be as well. 2 p.m. as Lucy mentioned, Eastern time. Lucy, Jake Hassan, Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Make sure you check it out. Lucy, always great having you on the show. Enjoy all the baseball today. We'll catch you up again soon.
Thank you, PJ. You enjoy it as well. Go Orioles.
Thank you. Go Orioles. Thank you, Lucy. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's talk some college football now here on Send It In. Before we do, B Mills, I see you got a good question in the chat here. A little teaser on Monday Night Football with the Saints and the Chiefs, betting the Saints up to +11.5 and the under 49.5. B Mills, absolutely love that. Look, the Chiefs, obviously, great offensive team. They're really struggling, though, on offense. And now with the Rashee Rice injury, they're probably going to have to bring in a new wide receiver. And the last couple years, the Chiefs have been a great under bet at home at Arrowhead. So I love getting that up and betting the under. Then I like taking the Saints too at +11.5, right? Chiefs are 4-0, but every game that they play is one possession. This is what the Chiefs do. So getting them at 11.5, B-Mills, I like that teaser quite a bit with Saints +11.5 and the under 49.5. As for college football, some of the marquee games that we have on Saturday, we'll start with the one in College Station, number 9 Missouri at Texas A&M. Now, anytime you got a top 10 team that's at an unranked team, and the unranked team is favored by 2.5 points, I'm usually always going to be on the unranked team, right? Missouri's got a great offense. Last time we saw them, they barely squeaked out a win as 3-touchdown favorites against Vanderbilt. Texas A&M, we all saw their first game against Notre Dame to open up the season. Connor Wegman did not look good. However, he has not been the quarterback the last 3 games just because of injuries. And honestly, the other kid that they got playing is way better. Anytime Mike Elko coaches your team, you know they're going to be good defensively. Texas A&M is that this year. This is a really tough place to play. Missouri is coming off of a bye week. A&M's favored, though. Anything under 3, I think, is a good bet with the Aggies. So I'll roll with Texas A&M at -2.5. Ole Miss on the road to take on South Carolina this week. Ole Miss favored by 9.5. The total is 53.5. The Rebels are trying to bounce back from that home loss on Saturday to Kentucky. And I think everybody just assumes that Ole Miss is probably going to bounce back and roll, right, getting 9.5 on the road against South Carolina. However, South Carolina is coming off of their bye week, right? Their next 4 games are all against ranked opponents. They're home against Ole Miss this week, then they're at Bama, at Oklahoma, and home against Texas A&M. When you got a gauntlet like this, it's just so imperative to get off to a good start, right? Because if South Carolina loses this game, then you got to turn around and go to Tuscaloosa. You're likely going to be 0-2, and then there's just so much importance on that third game at Oklahoma, and it's like you got a chance to start this game off on the right foot. You got Ole Miss reeling a little bit from that loss against Kentucky. And look, South Carolina has been an interesting team this year. They blew out Kentucky, who beat this Ole Miss team and nearly beat Georgia, and then they were right there against LSU as well. I'll take South Carolina plus the points. We got Clemson on the road in Tallahassee to take on Florida State. This looked like it would probably be the game of the year in the ACC at the beginning of the season with the total of 47.5. Obviously, Florida State's probably been the biggest disappointment in college football. Clemson is laying 14.5 on the road in this game. It would only be Clemson for me in this matchup. We don't know who's going to start at quarterback for Florida State. I really don't think it matters, guys. They are really bad on offense. It's honestly like watching Bryce Young and the Panthers. Like, that's how bad the offense is, and you're just hoping and praying for turnovers for the other team and just mucking it up in that kind of game. And ever since Clemson got blown out by Georgia, their offense has been fantastic. Their last three games, they scored 40 or more points against every team that they played. And it's not like they're playing FCS schools. They've done it against Stanford. They've done it against NC State. They've done it against Appalachian State. So Clemson's been impressive. Their defense is still really solid. And I think right now they understand that Florida State's really, really struggling. They have a chance to absolutely beat them by four or five touchdowns. I think about laying it with Clemson minus 14.5. Tennessee on the road taking on Arkansas, total of 60.5. Not doing anything in this game. Tennessee's coming off of a bye week. Everybody's been impressed with Tennessee so far to start the year. However, this is going to be the best quarterback by far that they have seen. Talon Green, the transfer from Boise State, has been really good for Arkansas. They nearly upset Oklahoma State. They nearly upset Texas A&M last week. So they've been playing some decent teams pretty well. Now they got Tennessee at home in a night game. And Tennessee's defensive line has been awesome this season, but you want to see their secondary get challenged. That's the weakness of their team. I think Arkansas might expose that a little bit. It's a no play for me, but I'm excited finally to see Tennessee go up against the competent quarterback. We got number 10 Michigan on the road against Washington. The Huskies are favored by 3, and the total is 41.5. Now, I just told you guys with the Missouri and A&M game, anytime we get a ranked team on the road against an unranked team and the unranked team is favored, I usually always lean towards the unranked team. However, I kind of like Michigan in this game at the plus 3 because I'm a little worried about Washington right now and their last couple games and how it's gone for them. They lose the Apple Cup to Washington State in heartbreaking fashion. And then this past Friday against Rutgers, they did everything but win the game. And their field goal kicker situation right now is not very good. That is not what you want going into a game like this against Michigan with a very good defense. So, look, we know what Michigan is. They're going to struggle on offense. They don't have any passing game whatsoever. They're going to line up and run the football, rely on their defense, and try and force turnovers. And going up against Will Rogers, I think they might be able to do that. So I actually kind of lean towards Michigan plus 3 in that matchup. And then finally, Miami on the road to take on Cal on Saturday night. College game day is going to be in Berkeley for the first time. Justin Wilcox, Cal head coach, is normally excellent as a big underdog. We already saw him go to Auburn earlier this year and win that game outright. Miami's got their bye upcoming before they have games against Louisville, Florida State, and Duke at home, right? So this is a tricky spot. The last couple weeks, I bet into some of these markets where you got a top 10 team with a bye week upcoming before they start playing some big games on their schedule. Miami's got to fly across the country after having that insane win that came down to the end with whether it was a catch or whether it wasn't. The Canes were favored by like 12.5, 13 earlier in the week. It's come all the way down to 10. Maybe it's a buy-low spot on Miami. I think I'd still think about taking Cal, maybe even sprinkle some money line as well. That's going to be an interesting game. That could be one of those college football games. We're all sleeping. We wake up, and we see that Miami has lost to Cal. It's what happened with Utah this past weekend to Arizona, so I would look at Cal plus 10 in that game against Miami. All right, let's go to PJ's plays here. Wrap up the show on Send It In. Yesterday, we took Francisco Lindor and going streaking. Worked out pretty well for us. Had a couple of hits, of course. Had that home run in the ninth inning to give the Mets the win. I mean, we're sticking with him. Lindor's hot. He's the guy right now. I like the Mets to win today. If they're going to win, Lindor's going to get a hit. He's going to play well. So Francisco Lindor going right back to the well for him to get a base hit. My prop lock today, I'm going with the birthday boy, Cedric Mullins, of the Orioles to get a base hit. Just one hit at a said today, minus 105 against the Royals. The price is so good because Kansas City's starting a left-hander in Cole Reagans. Cedric's been much better here in the second half. I think he gets a base hit today, maybe bunts for a single, has great speed, but it's his birthday, going to get a base hit. I'll take Ced at minus 105. Dog of the day is going to be the Tigers' first five on the money line at plus 110. They got the best pitcher on the planet going today in Tarik Skubal. He's been unreal this season. I worry about a young, inexperienced Detroit team going up against Houston for a full nine innings. I think Houston might be able to come back on them, but man, Skubal's so nasty. I will gladly take him first five at plus 110. Shawnee Sharp, happy October to you and yours. What's your best bet today in the wild card?
Yeah, PJ, happy October to you. Happy October to me, because I don't have to watch the Chicago White Sox anymore. So it's always a great day. I'm going to do a BetMGM special. I'm going to go with the Padres, highest scoring team. It's plus 300 over at BetMGM. Go up against the Braves, who just might have a little bit of a hangover because celebrating making the playoffs yesterday. And the Padres' bats have been pretty hot. They've been playing some playoff teams like the Dodgers. And, I mean, the Arizona Diamondbacks didn't make the playoffs, but that was a playoff-type atmosphere, so I think bats will stay hot, and also the Braves don't know who they're pitching yet. It could be a bullpen game, especially with no Chris Sale now. So I think they'll put up a lot of runs today.
I like that price, 3-1 on the Padres. My best bet, the New York Mets, guys, plus 120 against the Brewers. Every other Mets team I've watched in my lifetime would have lost that game yesterday, but not this one. There's something different with this Mets team. They're going against the Brewers, who like have been in the playoffs, it feels like, the last 5 or 6 years. They made it to the NLCS 1 year, but just feels like the Mets are rolling. They're the better team, and it feels like we're kind of setting ourselves up for some Mets and some Phillies, which would be something else. I'll take the Mets as my best bet. Once again, Frankie Lindor to get us a base hit. He's my pick and going streaking. Cedric Mullins, the birthday boy, he is my prop lock over a half a hit at minus 105. Tigers first five on the money line with Scooble is my dog of the day at plus 110. And the Mets on the money line plus 120 is going to be my best bet today against the Brewers. Thanks again to Lucy Burge. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Enjoy the baseball. Happy October. We'll see you tomorrow.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.